Director Judy Chaykin started on the project about 6 years ago, while producer Nancy Kissick joined the effort about 5 years ago. Chaykin says the film came about when a friend of hers told Chaykin she had just met a 90-year-old woman who had been a drummer in a big band. This piqued Chaykin's interest because she herself was raised in a family of musicians and played trumpet when she was younger.
Now, I gave it up because I just knew it wasn't a career for a woman. And so when she told me that, I said, I don't think so. I don't think there were any women in big bands. And she said, yeah, this woman says she was. And wouldn't that be interesting to, you know, to find out more about that? And maybe you could make a documentary about it. And I said, well, you know, it would be interesting if it was true. So let me start looking up at what was going on at that time.
Chaykin says she and Kissick met an assortment of interesting women while they worked on the documentary who played in big bands. It took the two women the better part of 4 years to gain access to all the musicians. They found most of the women through word of mouth. Chaykin says she was surprised by the fact that so many women dropped out of the music scene because they simply couldn't make a career out of it at the time. Kissick agrees.
Or they were disheartened by it. They just finally gave up because it was so difficult. But what's really wonderful about it, I think, is that it really addresses all the issues of, you know, sex discrimination, you know, gender, religion, history, everything.
Chaykin says she believes an individual being able to share their talents with others is what makes life worthwhile. So it's a shame when that doesn't happen.
I hope they'll take away an appreciation of how the talents and the gifts that women have and have to offer to this world have been systematically denied or forgotten or ignored. And what a waste that is. What a tragedy that is when people are born with such gifts that they're not allowed to express them.
Kissick says she sees something else in addition to that, and that's the tenacity of these women.
Even though they had to fight so hard, and like Roz Kron's story, traveling in the South and couldn't leave the bus because she was white and had to stay on the bus, and how they were treated, they didn't give up. It says if you love something enough, you'll do anything to follow your dream. And I think it's a message of hope, and it sends out a message to young women. Just stick with it. It's hard, but don't give up.
The Girls in the Band shows at 8:15 p.m. on Friday, March 9th. Details and tickets are available online at omahafilmfestival.org. With Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.